This is in response to Jack Farrell's article regarding traffic calming measures to be added to the areas of North Ridge, Riverside, Oakmont and Mission. At no point has the city given any hard evidence, according to the article, that these measures are required for pedestrian safety and driver awareness. Simply stating there are traffic safety concerns does not, in my opinion, automatically warrant the expenditure of tax dollars. Where are the feasibility studies? Or at the very least, an on-site study of driver-pedestrian reaction study? Are the percentages of drivers exceeding the speed limit becoming dangerously elevated? I lived in Oakmont for 20 years and at no time felt that my family was at risk. Perhaps, instead of assuming that the drivers are problematic, we look at pedestrian awareness. If drivers are charged with distracted driving for cell phone use, etc., when operating a vehicle, pedestrians who enter a crosswalk using a cell phone should also be charged with negligence. Paint on the road does not stop a vehicle, people. We've all learned to cross when safe to do so, not at your hazard. Everyone needs to refocus to make roadways safe. Barricades and speed bumps don't change poor traffic and pedestrian habits. This seems like a band-aid solution to a deeper problem. Roger Jourardin, St. Albert.